Welcome to Alive. Thank you once again for joining me today. It is clear here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. And I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Now, last 2 weeks, I have told you about the new initiative that we have undertaken, and it is called 3daysoffasting.com. So please check that out, 3daysoffasting.com. And the reason why a group of us put it together is because there are so many problems in the world today, family breakdowns, all sorts of violence, domestic and sexual, and pornography, drug addiction, sex addiction, problems between nations, between countries, all sorts of things that can actually feel very overwhelming sometimes. And so we thought, what can we do as just a few individuals to help bring about some peace, healing, and unity in the world? And of course, prayer is the main one, and Our Lady's Rosary is a very powerful prayer. And the other thing, of course, is fasting, which is mentioned 70 times in the Bible. So please check out that gorgeous website once again, brought together by myself and Dan Lim from Christchurch. Absolutely beautiful. This is our third collaboration, and if you need a website, I strongly recommend having a look at Dan. Superlative, so fantastic. So we're going to continue today with the errors of Russia, because in this program we always look at Our Lady's apparitions, and one of the main ones we're looking at, and which has relevance for today, of course, is the errors of Russia. And you might say, but we don't live under communism, because that is the errors of Russia. But of course we do. And you might say, well, how can that be? Well, communism has many names, and they can be interchanged. So you have socialism, liberalism, progressivism, humanism. And our own Prime Minister has called herself a socialist, and that is just another word. So I just want to read out a few quotes from some of the communists way back in the day and see if they resonate with you at all. So this is Mao Zedong. Communism is not love, it is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy. All power comes from the barrel of a gun, and the Communist Party must control all of the guns. Stalin continues, ideas are more powerful than guns. We should never let our enemies have guns, so why would we let them have ideas? Stalin went on to continue, death solves all problems. No man, no problem. So Marx says that the communist may be summed up in a single sentence, communism rather, the abolition of private property. And so workers of the world unite, and you have to lose your chains. So here's the one. Lenin said the goal of socialism, live under for sure, is communism. The goal of socialism is communism. The best way to control the opposition is, of course, to lead it yourselves. And Lenin also said the success of a revolution depends on the participation of women. So that's certainly what we have today. A lie told often enough becomes the truth. And he said the way to crush the bourgeois is to grind them between the millstones of taxation and inflation. And it's certainly what we have today. So Churchill said that if a man is not a communist at 20, he doesn't have a heart. But if he is still a communist at 40, he doesn't have a head. Now, Lenin also said, give me your four-year-old and in a generation I will build a socialist state. So they have had our children for a very long time. Now, Lenin tried to spread the revolution way back in 1917 to 20, but the countries around Russia just weren't interested. They had just recovered from World War I and they were tired. So a group of them got together and they thought, how can we actually spread the revolution and destroy Christian West? Now, the West was too big, so they had to kind of do it in bites and to infiltrate, so to speak. So what they devised, a plan, and they set up the Frankfurt School in 1923. It was a group of communists. And there they decided on critical theory. So they were going to teach the West through the march through the institutions, so basically through all universities and schools, and they were going to teach the young Western children to criticize everything about their society, so patriarchy and all of these things. And they were going to make victims of three people. They were going to make victims of women, of black people, and homosexuals. So that's the victims, which is very, very interesting. When you look at Black Lives Matter, that's exactly what you have. You have woman, you have black woman, and certainly one of them is homosexual. So this critical theory, this critical race theory, which is spreading all around the world at the moment, that is a direct descendant of Lenin's communism through the Frankfurt School. So they have been very, very successful. So, Marx, he was a Satanist, if you didn't know, look that up. And he wrote many, many poems, and here's a snippet from one. This heaven I have forfeited, I know it full well. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell. In another one of his poems, Human Pride, he equates himself with God. And it's words that he teaches all mixed up in a devilish muddle. And he had not come to save the world, but to issue a final challenge and watch it collapse and laugh. Then I will wander godlike and victorious through the ruins of the world, feeling equal to the Creator God. Now, there was another famous communist called Ayn Rand, and she said there's no difference between communism and socialism. Communism enslaves one by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. And JFK once said communism had never come to power in a country that was not disrupted by war, or corruption, or both. And certainly, if you look around the world today, it's just a mess. I mean, everywhere, every country is torn upside down by COVID, and then the lockdowns, and all of the masking and everything else that goes with it. Now, if you think we don't live under a communist state, well, ask the dictator, prime minister, or president if you can stay outside when the country is told to go into lockdown. I don't think so. When they say get into your lockdowns, into your prisons, into your homes, everybody jumps. We certainly are living under communism. It's a very soft communism, I grant you. It's quite pretty. We don't have big walls around us. But make no mistake, it is communism by any other name. Now, the thing that the communists had to teach all of their people, and in fact that communism rests upon, and there's one plank to it, and it's evolution, which was a theory but is taught to all of our young people in our schools, in our universities, in our med schools. Now, of course, Charles Darwin, Origin of Species in 1859, it was a theory. He certainly believed in God. He said that question was decided a long time ago. So he didn't deny God, but and he admitted he never saw one species changed into another. He just saw variations within a species. But this survival of the fittest, this led very nicely into this eugenics movement, you know, good in birth, bad in birth, and how some people's lives were more valuable than others. And so to work all of this together, if you didn't have a creator God, which was believed by all Catholics, Christians, and people of goodwill up until that point. So if you didn't have a creation and you had an evolution, you actually didn't need God. This is the whole molecules to man theory, from a first cell to what we have today, which of course is absolutely ridiculous. They call it a fairy tale for adults. Now, a group of young Australian people went to Richard Dawkins to interview him, and they asked him if he could give them one example of a mutation, because this is how all of this has all happened, this whole evolution by mutations. If he had an example of one mutation that added matter to the genome. Now, I've seen the link, it's excruciating. For 20 seconds, he looks around, he doesn't know where to look, or them, or whatever, around the room. 20 seconds, and then he finally admits, no. So no mutation can add any matter to the genome. So if we started with a first cell, we would still have a first cell today. It's an utter nonsense. Now, all of the doctors and fathers of the church all believed in creation. If God can create the world, he can do it in a nanosecond. I mean, you know, the 6 days, why not? He is God, after all. Very interesting. The first sky map, which was Jewish, is 6,000 years old. And they don't have anyone or any map older than that. And it's very, very interesting. Everything is depicted in the sky. There are 12 constellations, but there are also within that three. Each constellation has another three constellations which explain the messages. And you have to remember, way back in the day, of course, you know, nothing to cover the sky at night. It was just absolutely pure and beautiful. And all of these thousands of stars certainly did make up pictures, far more than what we can see by the naked eye today. And so there is a story written in the sky, and the story is this. A serpent, the devil, takes control of the earth. A virgin's baby would fight the serpent, defeat him, and bring life, happiness back to mankind. So very, very interesting. If you want to look into that a bit more, Jonathan Gray, Strange Signs in the Sky, I really recommend you check it out. It's a number of videos online. Fantastic. Strange Signs in the Times. Really amazing. So you've had Father John Harden, a Jesuit, and he talks about the city of God, which is grace and nature. Sex is from God's providence, and love of others is the norm, but it is demanding. In the city of man, grace is meaningless. This is the only life there is. Sex is a pleasure for oneself. So you have self-love is the normal reality, but that is sterile. And Pope John Paul II said, real beauty is not in the body. Real beauty is in the soul. And modern man needs to rediscover the meaning of true Christian life. Okay, it is 3 o'clock and it is time for Divine Mercy. So you don't have to be a Catholic to pray along with me. God's mercy is for everyone. We are all created in his image. He loves every one of us, and sinners more particularly. because he wants to bring you back into the sheepfold. So pray along with me in this prayer. It's a great prayer, particularly if one is dying, to say for another person, because Jesus promised to stand between the just God and the dying person as a merciful Saviour. Our Father, and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and worried, unexpected pregnancy, there's a fantastic organisation in Auckland, Family Life International, and there's always someone waiting on the end of the phone. So you can phone or text 0274 488 070. That's 0274 488 070. Now, they have their own home, specially outfitted for mothers and babies or pregnant girls who can stay there for a period of time so that they can work out a plan to benefit them and their babies. Absolutely amazing organisation. The new home is called Gianna's Choice, and it was opened by Bishop Michael Geeling. And talking about the bishop, Bishop Pat emailed me and said he was delighted with this wonderful, quiet initiative, powerful, the 3 days of fasting. So that was tremendous to get an endorsement from Bishop Pat about this 3 days of fasting, which has three intentions. Now, originally it was going to run for three consecutive weeks, but we've had such fantastic feedback that we're just going to keep it going indefinitely, and the intentions will stay the same. And the first week's intentions is to try and look and see how I have offended God. The second week's intention is for peace and unity in our families and in the whole world. And the third intention is to ask Pope Francis to consecrate Russia, Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Now, you might say that there have been many consecrations since 1929, when Our Lady and the Holy Trinity appeared to Sister Lucy and said, now it is time to ask the Pope to consecrate Russia to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. However, it wasn't done, and by 1931, only 2 years later, our Lord appeared to Sister Lucy and very cross that it hadn't happened. And she said, well, it's very hard. What can I do? You know, I'm just a nun in a convent. But our Lord said, remind the ministers, my ministers, what happened to the King of France, or they could follow him into misfortune. Now, of course, what happened to the King of France was that back in the late 1600s, our Lord appeared to Saint Mary Alacoque and asked for the king to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus put on the standard, put on the flag, and have the country consecrated to the Sacred Heart. Well, of course, it didn't happen. And in the French Revolution, Louis XVI was in the Bastille, and he remembered the consecration. And he tried to do it, but of course it had to be a public consecration, so that just didn't count. In French, he lost his head, of course, and exactly 1 year to the day that our Lord asked Saint Mary Alacoque to take that message to the king, France lost its monarchy. So what our Lord was saying to Lucia, remind my ministers that they may fall into misfortune if this consecration isn't done. Now, of course, it has been done many times, but not exactly as Our Lady asked, for the Pope publicly, with all the bishops of the world, to name Russia, not to just infer a country or those waiting for a consecration. It had to be named. Now, certainly, Pope John Paul II's consecration in 1984, 25th of March, had many benefits, but we still have communism spreading through the world. So the errors of Russia, communism, have not stopped. But they can be stopped in a minute if this consecration to of Russia to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart happens. So that's why we're making a lot of effort in this prayer and fasting for that third week intention. So the errors of Russia are still spreading, and we really, really do need to look at our countries and look at our own lives. Do we live under communism? We most certainly do. I'll go into it a little bit more next week, so please tune with me then.